And the reason I stayed with the same scripture as what Gordon had from Jonah, there Jonah had been, God had spoken to Jonah and told him to go to Nineveh, tell them that they were going to be destroyed if they didn't turn and repent from their ways. And Jonah did everything he could to avoid getting there until he learned his lesson. And then what we read was the second time that God came to him and said, "Now, will you go?" And he did. He didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know what was ahead of him. But he was faithful and turned and went. What this devotional that, as this is from Oswald Chambers, from his book, or his devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest. And the verse that it comes from that he has here, it's called The Life of Faith. And it comes from Hebrews 11. I didn't mark that one. Hebrews 11, verse 8. Speaking of Abraham, it says, "He went out not knowing where he was going." The chapter 11 of Hebrews is a recounting of different people through the Bible, through the Jewish history, who have lived in faith and have followed God and obeyed Him in their lives. And it's sort of it's listed as a listing of the heroes of faith. Often is what it's classified as. This one about Abraham refers back to Genesis, and I'm going to read the first 7 verses of chapter 12, just so we have an idea of what the author from Hebrews is talking about. "The Lord said to Abraham, 'Leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. All the people on earth will be blessed through you.' So Abraham left, and as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, 'To your offspring I will give this land.' So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar for the Lord and called on the name of the Lord." The part that I was looking at here that's referred to in Hebrews is in the first verse, and he says, where God says, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you." Abraham had left at that time without knowing where he was going to be heading off to, and had to follow God's direction on it. In this bit of a devotional, there was 3 points that Oswald Chambers makes in it, relating to a person's life of faith and what constitutes a life of faith, what it develops into. The first one is that there has to be a degree of separation. The second one, what means that the person who is living by faith has to love and know the one who is leading. And then the last one is that the result of faith is an attainment of character. In the Old Testament, a person's relationship with God is seen by the degree of separation in that person's life. We find many examples of it through the Old Testament, characters in that, because there was much idol worship, and there was a lot of worship of other deities in the groups of people that the Jews were around. And so often, if they were faithful to God, they separated themselves from these beliefs and from these people. If they didn't, then that gave an indication of how faithful they were to God. This separation is exhibited in the life of Abraham by his separation from his country and his family. When we think of separation today, we don't mean to be literally separated from those family members who do not have a personal relationship with God, but to be separated mentally and morally from their viewpoints. He refers here to Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, where Jesus is speaking, and he was calling the disciples at that time. When he was asking people to come with him, there was various different ones who said, "You know, I've got to go and put the crop in. I got to go take the crop off. I got to go feed the donkeys." Whatever. You know, there was lots of things that people were making excuses for. And in verse 26, Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his mother and father, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Again, we're not really referring to the actual people situation, that you have to hate them, but that you have to love God more than what you love those that are around you, the things that are familiar, the people that are familiar. And so the separation has to be from anything else, putting God as our priority in a life of faith. The second point was that living a life of faith means never knowing where you are being led, which is what we saw in Abraham's case and also in Jonah's case. But it does mean loving and knowing the one who is leading. So it says here, literally, a life of faith is one of not understanding and reason. It's a life of knowing him who calls us to go. Faith is rooted in the knowledge of a person. One of the greatest traps we fall into is the belief that if we have faith, God will surely lead us to success in the world. There's any number of supposed religious leaders who have preached that and taught that, especially as mass media has developed. There are so many that have presented the idea that if you just love God, you're going to get rich. Give to him and he'll give back to you so much more. And the attitude is all wrong in it. It's not a life of faith when we look at it that way. When we live by faith, God will care for us and take care of us. But we have to love him has to be the primary goal and the primary motive that we have. And then the third item, the final stage in the life of faith, is the attainment of character. We encounter many changes in the process as we go along our Christian life. We feel the presence of God around us when we pray, and yet we are only momentarily changed. We tend to keep going back to our everyday ways, and the glory vanishes. A life of faith is not a life of one glorious mountaintop experience after another, like soaring on eagle's wings, but is a life of day in and day out consistency, a life of walking without fainting. And again, that reference of the eagles is from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Says, "Even the youths grow weary and tired, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint." So the idea is that as we follow God, as we are faithful to him, we will consistently be able to carry on. It's not even a question of holiness, of sanctification, but of something which comes much further down the road. It is a faith that has been tried and proved and has withstood the test. Abraham was not a type of an example of the holiness of sanctification, but rather a type of the life of faith, a faith that is tested and true and built on the true God. And then he finishes off with Romans chapter 4 and verse 3. Which says, what do the scriptures say in reference to Abraham? It says, Abraham was justified by... Just let me back up a little bit again. We'll take the first four verses, or first three verses. What shall we then say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say about it? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So the life of faith gives us these three points that he brought out, that to start with, it is a separation from the world and from the beliefs and the thoughts of the world and the deceptions that are there. It means loving the one who we are faithful to. It means loving God and following him. And then lastly, the result of it will be an attainment of character. It will be a character that will be honoring to God and to his word. And with that will be an example to others.